Hello and welcome to another episode of the Voice Actors Journal with Simon and Jeff. I'm Jeff Worden, and with me is my good friend and comrade, Simon C.
Hey everybody, what's going on?
How's it going, good sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I could not be better. Well, actually, I could be better. I could be employed on a gig going out and doing stuff, but I'm working it. I'm hustling it. So that's the good part of all this.
Yeah.
That will also be part of today's topic of following up on leads and other good stuff like that.
Yeah. So. Let me go back a little bit. I'm doing fine today, but yesterday, you know, it was crazy, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we could definitely talk about that. But let me get the disclaimer out of the way, the email address and all the good stuff, and we'll talk all sorts of God knows what. How's that?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
All right. Sounds like a plan there. All right. First off, you can reach us at thevoiceactorsjournal@gmail.com. We welcome any and all comments, feedback, and other sorts of input from you, our beloved listeners. I would also like to rattle off our disclaimer, which is we are not voice acting coaches because we'd probably be making money doing that. We are describing our experiences because it's not all about you. Your mileage will vary from ours because we did not write the short bus despite contrary rumors. I didn't say that right, but that's okay. We are undiscovered badasses because no one important has lifted that big rock we're hiding under. And before I see I started here, I would like to give a special shout out to Eddie Jung, who actually has admitted on Twitter that he actually listens to our show. So Eddie, a hearty congratulations on becoming listener number 7. Yay!
Thank you, Eddie. Very excited about this.
Thank you, Eddie. We appreciate your listenership and so forth. Please brag to everybody if you want to. We really need some listeners. No, but seriously, thank you very much, Eddie. We appreciate you listening to our podcast. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, and those listeners out there who are anonymous, thank you too.
Yes, we appreciate you guys as well. Please feel free to admit out loud that you do listen to our show. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we would love to hear from you. And if you use Anchor FM to listen to our podcast, you can leave a message.
Ah, that is true. Yeah. You can leave a voice message for us. But of course, you can also listen to us on Anchor FM, Apple, Player FM, CastBox FM, Pocket Cast, Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Well, actually, Anchor FM is now a part of Spotify now. They got acquired.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. So I'm going to go ahead and... Is it owned by Spotify or Spotify owned?
I think they're Anchor owned by FM? Spotify now, but they're still going to operate as Anchor. So
okay, so I'll just put a big slash instead.
I don't know. Spotify. I mean, they might take some of the features from Anchor and put it in Spotify. So who knows?
That might be kind of cool. All right. Yeah, cool.
But as of right now, I think they're still separate. They're just, you know.
They'll figure it out after they've fired a whole bunch of people and made money and yeah, whatever.
That's usually how it works. We've been through it.
God knows we've been through it in our old jobs.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. I wouldn't even talk about that because that was a fun time had by all. Holy moly. Yeah. God, yeah, I was there.
I call it the February Massacre.
Oh, that's a good name for it. That's a good name for it because it was pretty brutal. They dropped like what, 1/3 of the workforce or something.
Gosh,
that's like
a lie.
It was a lie. For those who don't know, the company that Simon and I worked for, they had the habit of stating in an email, hey, this individual no longer works here, any and all email, yada, 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 you know, forward to whomever. What was really disappointing about that is that they just started doing that for everybody who was getting fired. And there was a lot of people, and God knows that was bringing down morale in a really bad way. It's like, Bob is fired. You know, John is fired. Katie is fired. This person is fired. That person is fired. This other person is fired. This fired. I mean, it was a long list. We're like, oh my God, it's going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, I was the guy getting the laptops back.
I would
go around the desk and take their laptops, and people will give me the stares like, oh crap, you know?
Yep.
He's the guy. He's like the freaking Grim Reaper right now.
You are the Grim Reaper. It's exactly. I am the Grim Reaper of laptops. I'm here to collect them. Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. No, you have. I would imagine that's right. I didn't think about that. You'd have to collect all the stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because it's not theirs. It's company's property. So I will go around and say, all right, I got to collect the stuff.
Exactly.
Trust me. That month was those. Couple of weeks were crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. I remember it all too well. All right. Well, let's get on to a happier topic of chasing leads. That's our topic for today. Simon, let's start with the leads that you've been chasing down.
Well, I've been keeping at it, emailing and looking at there's a lot of directories out there. If you want to reach out to like production companies and you know, things that they focus on, like explainer videos, commercial, if you want to reach them out like cold call or cold email, the resource I use is clutch.io and what was the other one? Clutch.io and Production Hub.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, productionhub.com. Those are like directories where you can look. So they'll list their what they do, and then they'll have the website. You could check it out, and then you know, the contact information is there, and do that. That's what I've been using for really reaching out to any potential clients or leads that I could, you know, get in touch with.
Very and nice.
This one in particular is pretty great because it's nice not having another company asking me for a Fiverr profile. It's so nice. It's just, they ask me, hey.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Hey, what's your rates? Do you have like a rate sheet or anything like that? Which I do. I custom made it into my nice. Rates, into like Very a nice. PDF. So if you guys gotta reach out there, just get ready to, you know, send your rates. And so I think some voiceover artists might, voiceover talent might just type it in the email what their rates are. But me, preferably, I like to make like a little PDF brochure kind of type. Thing,
sure,
so
sure.
Take the time
why
make
not?
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take the time, make it, and just send it over if they ask for it. And then they're like, oh, cool. And this client was like, oh, cool. Thanks. We'll put you in touch with our person in charge of talent. And I'm like, great. Yeah.
Very
nothing,
cool.
Well, nothing about, do you have a Fiverr profile? Like,
oh, God.
Not this again. Two
let's
weeks
not
in
go
wrong.
Back there. Yeah. Yeah. Let's not go back to Fiverr. Yeah. My skin's already starting to crawl, man.
But no, I'm happy that did not happen. See, like not all companies do that. They don't all necessarily like force you to have a Fiverr profile or anything like that. So that's great.
Right.
So there there are companies out there that just will ask you directly for your rates.
Yep. That's pretty cool. Yeah, no, I've come across sort of a similar vein. I've been looking into getting an agent. I've been following up real hard on that, and I've gotten several responses. One was actually a flat out denial. Nope, we're gonna have to pass on you this time. But thank you so much. And I'm like, cool. Well, at least they tried. That's good. So I'm like, all right, it's a good start. The other one, actually, I'm sort of in the middle with right now. They actually reached out to me, and they wanted to know, am I into physical acting as well as voiceover or either or? I said, no, I'm down with the voiceover stuff. I mean, I wouldn't mind physical acting stuff, but let's start with the voiceover stuff. So I have an avenue on that. However, what is interesting is that this particular individual is insisting that I have an LA casting profile. Not so much, I think, for my voice work, but if I want to do the physical stuff.
That's common. That is pretty much a requirement. If you're going to go to the physical acting stuff here in LA, that is required.
Really?
LA casting is like the portal of where you could have your auditions. So you have to have it. And that, I know I was on it for a little bit, and that was the one that kind of nickel and dime you on things that you want to do. So you could pay, it's a subscription fee.
Right.
You pay, I forgot like how many levels of subscription level they have.
I want to say they have three. You know, let me.
I think it's like 3 months,
right,
6 months, and then a year. I believe
that sounds about right. Let me actually look up their site, and I will find.
Now, if you subscribe to LA Casting, you have the capability to self-submit. So you could definitely still sign up for it for free, because your agent, you'll connect your profile with your potential agent. And when they have audition, when they submit you and you get chosen, they send you all the information through LA Casting.
Right.
I think headshots, though, be careful. If you have headshots, which I think you'll probably need it if you could do physical acting, no doubt about it.
Yep.
I think your first two headshots are free, but after that, it's like, I think $15 afterwards for additional ones. I forgot to upload.
God,
so you always have to pick the right one. Yeah.
Right.
So,
all right. Well, according to the website here, you can pay month to month, which runs about $17 a month. Prepay for 6 months, and you get a month free.
Wow,
out
they
of that.
Raised
and,
it.
I guess if you say so, I don't know. Or
it used to be $9.95 a month.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess they incurred some costs and want to make more money. You can also prepay for a year and get 2 months free out of that. If you prepay for a year, it's $194, which is a little more expensive than what Backstage charges. They go about $150 a year.
Yeah.
So,
well, if you have an agent, chances are they're not going to use Backstage. Not going to use it. I'm going to be
apparently
honest.
Not because I mean I've been using it a lot. It's gotten me work and all that, so I'm actually kind of surprised that it's not valid per se. But
it's,
you know,
LA Casting
works out.
It's LA Casting.
Now they've changed names to castingnetworks.com. That's actually what they go by now.
It's Casting Networks, but then for some reason LA, it's still called LA Casting, from what I noticed.
Okay. Well, yeah. maybe they still use the web address for that, because when I went to LACasting.com, it redirected me over to castingnetworks.com, and then I started like tapping into, okay, LA Talent and all this other stuff to join. So
yeah, and then
it still says Casting Network. So
yeah, but they call it LA Casting in LA. So so it's I mean, if you're gonna get an agent that covers physical acting and voiceover, they're probably like a boutique kind of a agency. Like, they kind of cover everything. So
right.
Yeah, they'll definitely want you to be on LA Casting. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I had a physical acting agent too last year before they closed up shop. And same thing, LA Casting, even Actors Access too.
Actors Access is the one I've been kind of looking to get into at some point, but I just haven't had a chance to sit down and really go into it. But I keep getting feeds from them all the time to get an idea as to what they get. And I'm always getting feeds.
I think
part about it, but
those are usually the two primary ones. But I think the most important one is LA Casting. They will actually, like, if you sign up with, this is what my agent did, my old agent. You know, once you sign up, he'll give you documentation. It's like, okay, first thing you need to do, go LA Casting, sign up for profile, follow the directions, do all that. Fill out every single information that's in the box. Fill it all out. So, yeah, LA Casting, like, it's always been stressed to me. LA Casting, LA Casting, LA Casting, no matter what.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, right, well, yeah, good luck with that, man. Good luck with that, Jeff.
I'm excited about that. So we'll see how all that pans out. It may just be voice work only, and I'd be okay with that too. At least that's another avenue of work I can get. I'd be very excited about that. That would be mega cool.
Yeah, and so for those listening, for our listeners who are maybe in a search for agents, where did you find your agent? What website did you use?
Yes. There are several sources that you can go to. In my particular case, I went to two. There's backstage.com actually does have a resource guide in the back there. There is also a website actually called voiceoverresourceguide.com, or VORG if you want to, you know, use abbreviations. That's actually where I picked out a lot of the information. Some of it is a bit dated, some is not. I can't recall this one website that I had gone to actually about a year ago. The website was up, I had submitted to him, never heard from him, as I, you know, expect, you know, pretty much a lot of these emails when they go out. But I came back a year later and found that the website itself had been appropriated, for lack of a better word, by somebody else, basically like an Asian gambling website.
Maybe it's an agency. You don't know.
You know, I'm going to go on a limb and say no, because because what came up when I went to the website,
maybe they want to expand their profession. Who knows?
It could well be. Let's gamble with, you know, people's careers as well and get some money out of it.
Yeah, too, man,
right?
The economy's tough. Well, you got to do what you got to do, right?
I know. You got to do what you got to do. Exactly. No, but it's like I go to the site and it says 403 forbidden. And it's a custom web page indicating because of the country you are coming from, you are forbidden from visiting this website. I'm like, oh, that's different. I wasn't expecting that. Then I looked up all sorts of information about the domain name itself and found out that that it actually got bought like a week prior to me visiting it. So like late January, it got picked up by this other place, which means that the original owner ignored all of the warnings. Say, hey, you need to pay for your domain. Hey, you're 30 days late. Hey, you're 60 days late. Hey, 90 days late. Boom, your domain is gone. And that was that. I'm like, oh God. Yeah, I even wanted, like, emailing the individual, say, here's what happened, yada, 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 you know, what happened. If you want help, I'll try to help you out, but here's what's likely going to happen if you're going to not, you know, if you want to try to get it back.
Did you get a response?
I have not, which, I'm not wholly surprised by, but it's entirely possible that the person may have actually just dropped off the face of the earth and says, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore, screw you guys, I'm out of here. And
that happens.
Could be all that. Yeah, it's entirely possible that this person might have retired from the whole biz, so who knows,
But, I actually recommend, on top of those sites as well, look at the SAG-AFTRA list on SAG's website. They have a list of agents. Sure. I actually probably would look at that as well, because they're pretty updated, and it's good. I mean, they're not all the agencies there are, you know, some of them take non-union actors and talent. Yeah. So not just because it's SAG-AFTRA website doesn't mean they list agency. It doesn't mean those agencies don't take non-union. So
Right. Just right. Look. Well, I mean, you got to become a union eventually, but the idea is that maybe with an agent and that could happen. So, I mean, it behooves
not saying agencies. Not saying eventually, but it depends what you want to do. Then you
true.
Could. You could join if you're eligible. So,
well, I mean, the idea being if you're going to do this as a profession, you know, you want to get the better paying gigs and have it, you know, so you have this one avenue. But multiple avenues as it might
not
be.
Not true.
But,
yeah. I know there are a lot of voiceover talent there that are not part of the union and are doing pretty well. So, So you know, I mean, I'm just looking at my coaches.
Right.
I mean, they're doing pretty well. So, and I don't think they're in the union because they're able to get work outside of doing their own thing. So,
well, I mean, you still have to actually be able to go after the non-union jobs too, simply because even the union jobs, there just aren't that many. I'm finding
once you join union, you can't go after non-union stuff.
Well, as long as you don't tell your agent about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the theory behind it.
Well, you're not supposed to do that, so.
Right, well, you're not supposed to do that. You're absolutely right, but it's,
You're not supposed to do that.
Shh, don't do that.
And if they find out,
yeah, it's supposed to be pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. So, do that at your own risk, but I don't recommend it.
Yeah, well, there's that. But the only problem I have with the VoiceOver Resource Guide is that the website itself looks really dated in terms of how it's formatted and so forth. Doesn't mean that the information isn't right.
No, I've seen it.
It looks very dated.
It's pretty colorful.
1995.
It's pretty colorful.
It's very colorful. It's very 1995.
It's very GeoCities.
There you go. That's a good one. Very GeoCities. Very Angel Fire. You know, it's
very GeoCities like.
GeoCities. God, that's a name I haven't heard in a while. Woo! Hey, Angel Fire. But that was a favorite. I actually prefer to use Angel Fire over GeoCities. But yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot about those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at the website like, wow, like good resources, but you know,
yeah.
But then again, if the information's there, why bother changing it? I mean,
I agree.
If it's there to just have information, like it doesn't really need to be that glamorous or you know.
Well, no, I agree. It shouldn't be, but it also should be like easy to find. But I mean, it comes up right. But it should also be kind of kept up to date. And I'm not entirely sure that it is. I mean, year after year, people work and they stay in business. So, I mean, chances are you don't really have to update anything on the website. So if you just pay for the domain, pay for the hosting, and it's all no problem. Yeah. But it's a very dated looking website. I'm like, oh my God! But I'm not knocking it necessarily. Just because it looks old doesn't mean that it is. So the information is bad. The information is good. But like I said, I found one website that I'd to be down, if you will, or taken, or however you want to put it, with like no notice of, we're not doing this anymore, and heck with you guys, and anything like that. Or, oh my God, my domain got stolen.
Yeah, I mean, some agencies just drop off like that. And with my old agent, at least he informed me that, hey, I'm closing up shop, just letting you know, I decided to close up shop, so I just want to give you a heads up. If you still want to pursue this, I highly recommend that you start looking for another agent. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks for giving me the heads up. So.
Yeah. Well, because you already signed on with him. He might as well tell you that he's gonna jump ship or whatever, as opposed to just going, catch you later, suckers, and just bail.
That's what happened to one of my other friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Like, he saw a post on Facebook. That was it.
Oh, God.
That was it.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, it depends your agency if they're going to close up, how they going to reach out, letting you know or not. Some of them will do a Facebook post. Some of them will actually contact you, or some of them won't even talk to you. So,
dang.
Yeah, so.
Dang. Oy. Oh,
so, man. As
that's pretty bad.
As Scar likes to say in Lion King, be prepared.
Be prepared. That's right. Yes. Exactly. And the Boy Scouts, too, for that matter. But yeah, you got the right idea.
So, Jeff, it looks like you listened to me after I yelled at you to actually your work.
Well, no, it's a matter of, forcing the time for it and making deadlines and all that stuff. If I have to, either look for an agent or look for work to get work and get paid and whatnot, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to try to go and get paid, because that's, I got bills to pay. I've got things I got to do. I got to be able to pay for LA casting if I decide to join them, which invariably I will. Or even with Actors Access or whatever. It costs money to pay for this stuff. I need to get the work in order to pay for it. So the work is going to come first over having to look for an agent who, you know, at the moment I'm doing okay for myself. Could I be doing better? Yes, I completely agree that I could. But just with the understanding that an agent is not the end all of the job search. You still look for work even when you have an agent, because the agent isn't always going to call you. Yeah. So that, you know, so I mean, don't get me wrong. I get what you're saying. I need to be following up. I still have a lot more agents to follow up on anyways, but it's a matter of time and management and that sort of thing. And at the moment, I don't have the time. I've got other things going, so I can't pursue it as fervently as I'd like to. And it's also really time consuming. Let me take a look here. How many did I actually get through of my big list of agents here?
Let's change your mindset, Jeff. You keep saying you don't have time. You got to make time.
No, no. I know I don't have the time. Because you know why? Because I'm here doing this podcast with you, tough guy.
Hey.
Yeah.
You think I have time? I don't have time either, all right? I got to do my own marketing stuff too, but I'm here doing the podcast. And look, I still hit my goals every day.
True.
What's your excuse?
All right, let's see what we got. It's time management. That's all I got.
That's not an excuse.
It's an excuse.
That's a complaint.
It's a complaint, Jeff. All right. Of the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I got 13 that I have contacted. Others I have not contacted. But I got 13 that I've contacted last year, and I have managed to reach out to, let's see, 10 of them.
That's good.
I'm doing too bad. So that's not too bad. Not too bad. I just got to get to the other ones and figure out how I'm going to do it and go from there, basically.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll need to sign up with LA Casting, so there you go.
Not yet, unless you get signed.
Right. Well, there's that.
Yeah. Don't sign up for LA Casting if you're not going to get signed. You're wasting money.
Arguably, that's true. But the guy keeps pressing me as to whether I have a profile there or not. So, I mean, it's
just
like,
say you don't.
Okay.
Just say you don't. Well, most of them will say that, oh, okay, you know, if they do accept you, like, you'll eventually have to make one. But right now, don't.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
I signed with my agent, I didn't have one before.
Oh, okay.
After I sign up, then I sign up for it. So,
right on.
I mean, just tell them I don't have one right now. Don't waste money.
You know, well, as with any business, you don't want to waste money. Yeah. That's the big one.
Be smart. Yeah, don't waste money right now. I mean, on something that you don't even know if you're gonna get signed or not.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, cool. I don't have any other leads other than that, so I'm excited about that. So the only thing I can really press on is to finish whatever work I've got going, and then keep pressing on agents and whatnot, which I have scheduled to do tomorrow. So I'm definitely in the mind frame to do it. It's just making the time to do it. I don't know. I did. I've actually got like 3 hours blocked off to actually contact more agents. So.
See? That's what happens. It's cool, right? When you schedule something and then you do it.
Yeah, no, I know. I mean, I've scheduled it before. Then I'll have all sorts of things go to hell in a handbasket. That's the nature of any day of the week. So that happens.
Yeah, but it happens.
You know,
but you just got to do it. Do as much as you can. But you know, just I know everyone out there, just change your mindset, because you know, the more like you keep saying that, oh, I can't do this, then you really can't do it. Yeah, you gotta change it, dude. I mean, I used to say that a lot, like, oh, I can't do this, or I can't do 10, or I can't do 5, I can't do 15. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do 10 or 15, depending on the day that I set myself. I'm gonna do 10. And I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta believe in yourself. I don't know why I'm singing.
I just gotta believe. Yeah, I believe. Yeah. I believe you're out of your mind. I believe that.
No, you gotta believe in yourself.
I believe we're all gonna die. Yeah. Anyways, yes.
You gotta believe in yourself and stay confident. Keep at it, because that's part of the game.
True. That is the nature of it all. Yeah. All right. I have no other leads to discuss today about chasing things down and whatnot, other than that I'm chasing agents tomorrow if I'm not editing or whatever. How about you, Simon? Anything else to add on that? Any other leads you've been chasing?
No. I just got to keep chasing. Find new ones and keep on chasing the ones that I've been in contact with.
That sounds like a plan. Definitely keep on the hustle and so forth. None of that hustle culture crap. I don't even want to go on about that. But definitely got to keep your hustle going. That's for sure. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us today for another episode of the Voice Actors Journal with Simon and Jeff. Please feel free to contact us at thevoiceactorsjournal@gmail.com. We welcome any and all feedback, insults, jokes, and spam, because that's always a favorite topic of ours.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's time for us
to do another one? I think it might be time to do another one.
I've been looking at our spam, and there's some interesting ones.
Oh, good. No, I'm excited about that.
There's some interesting one, and I feel like I think it's time to do another spam reading.
Yeah, it's another time for a Masterpiece Theater. Very cool. I'm excited about that. Let's do it.
I'm excited for that.
Cool. All righty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us today. I am Jeff Worden, your host, and my co-host, Simon C.
Bye, everybody.
Take care.
Music is provided by MotionArray.com.